The late 1970s. After a long, hard work week or school week or getting your ass beat week, the Omni was going to have a rock show. And ticket prices were about $6 or $7. And it's before that Who concert in Cincinnati, so every concert was general admission. So you could just get there plenty early and get right up against the stage. And there'd be girls who wouldn't look at you at school rubbing up against you. And it was great. And girls, there are guys that probably wouldn't look at you at school rubbing up against you too. Because it was arena rock and everybody was high. And they were passing around bottles and joints. And if there was a narc, they stood out like a sore thumb, so nobody was getting busted by them anyway. And think of the bands then. God damn, Phil Lynott was still alive. Thin Lizzy was kicking ass. Blue Oyster Cult. Ted Nugent wasn't even a Republican yet. And Aerosmith. Jesus Christ, what happened to the beloved Aerosmith? I'm sorry, my man. I grew up with my copy of Aerosmith Rocks being like the greatest thing on earth. And I'm playing it over and over and over and over and over again. Now you're flipping channels and you see some kind of shit like them up there with NSYNC or whoever the fuck that is. Bunch of goddamn pussy ass boy bands. Man, fuck them. They should have kept that goddamn plane. You know, if they had kept that plane, Draw the Line would have been the last Aerosmith record. And I guarantee Lynyrd Skynyrd would have been still going strong after Street Survivors. So we want to dedicate this song to the old Aerosmith, the one that probably in an alternate universe got killed somewhere on a deserted four lane. This song's called Let There Be Rock, and it's about how drugs and arena rock kept me from killing a bunch of motherfuckers. A dashy Blue Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old. And I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving me, just barely turned 16. And I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it. And we live to do a whole bunch more crazy, stupid shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet with 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. Drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach. Then I drove over to a